Okay, so we're going to continue now. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. No, I'm sorry. We're starting Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel now. Okay, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So it says over there that Antignus Ish Soichoi Kibo Mishimon HaTzadik. The next one was Antignus Ish Socho. And he was Bekala from Shimon HaTzadik. He would say, Al tiyu ka'avodim, do not be like an eved, like a slave, hamishamshim in esarav, that serve their master, al manas lekabel pras. Don't be like a person who serves their master in order to get a reward. Ella, rather, havu ka'avodim hamishamshim in esarav, shaloy al manas lekabel pras. Rather, be like a person who serves his master without the condition to get reward. Not with the idea to get a reward. You should also fear God at the same time. So I think what's bothering Reb Chaim Volozhiner in this Mishnah, because he's going to give three, four, or maybe even five interpretations about what is the symbolism of this Mishnah. What is it referring to exactly? Now, I don't know why it needs so much explanation. Maybe it's just saying something very simple. The Mishnah is saying a very simple concept. Don't serve Hashem with the concept to get reward. You should do a lishma. I think what's bothering him is, if that's all the Mishnah was saying, so let it just say that. Do it lishma. Why do you need to expound so much? And give a mashal. Don't be like a slave that serves his master in order to get a reward. Okay, so just say that. Rather, be like the slave that serves his master not to get a reward. Obviously, if you're not going to be the one that serves his master to get a reward, you'll be like the one that serves his master not to get a reward. Why does the Mishnah have to give this whole back and forth? So I think that's what's bothering Reb Chaim Volozhiner over here. He doesn't speak out his question. But I think that's what's bothering him. Okay, so he's bothered with this, like, the Mishnah is being repetitive. It's saying the same thing twice. Don't do this, rather do that. So, you know, don't go outside, rather stay inside. Now, if you're not going outside, you're staying inside. There's no reason to speak out both parts. And also, why bother with the mashal altogether? Why bother with the mashal altogether? Just say that do it lishma. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner gives a few pshatim here. The first pshat is based on the Zohar Kodesh. He says from the Zohar HaKadosh like this, and he basically explains it with the mashal. He says, imagine if a king comes from a foreign land and he's passing through a village, and all of a sudden the king asks and says, can anyone give me a cup of water? Oh, everyone's going to run, give the cup of water, then I'm going to talk about it for a week. I got to give a cup of water to the king. Okay, that's very nice. Now, why are you doing that? Purely out of the honor of the king. You don't know the king. He never did anything for you. He's from a foreign land. And once he leaves, he's not going to help you anyway. He's just passing through. But it's a kavod. It's a kavod. To give that king a cup of water is a kavod. Now imagine it's not the king. It's a little bit of a less. He's not a king. He's only, some sort of tsar, some sort of, whatever, a government agent. But he's the mayor. He's like the viceroy of your area. Of your area in the country, okay? So then you're going to run to give him because he actually, you may stand to gain from this, right? Now imagine it's neither the king nor is it the tsar of your local government. Who is it? Your boss. So if it's your boss, you're going to give him because he pays your paycheck. So you're going to give him a cup of water, right? Okay, now imagine your boss happens to be the king who rules over your neighborhood. So now you're going to do all three, right? So if you're going to do all three, which one are you going to have in Kavana for? You're going to have Kavana because he's my boss and, he pays my paycheck. I got to make him happy. So he keeps my paycheck coming. Or are you going to have Kavana because he rules over this area? And since he rules over this area, I want him to keep on, he's done things for me in the past. I have a karsa tov. Or are you going to do it out of the comfort of the king? Which one are you going to do? So he said, just because he also happens to be your boss and also happens to be, the leader, the ruling over your particular area, he's also the king. Don't forget about that. Right? Don't forget about that. So he says, he quotes the Zohar that says, "Is yira v'is yira." There's two types of yira. Ach ikar yira, the main yira, lemidchal begain. You should fear him because the yu rav, because he is the rav, he is the master, the king. Vishalit, he's also shoylet. He's also the shoylet over your area. The ikra shars of the cholam, he also feeds people all the time. So he says the Zohar says you should serve Hashem out of all three. What's the main one? The main one is, that he's the rav, is that he's the master of the world. That's the main one you should have in mind. So he says, that's what the Mishnah means. He says, Al tiyu ka'avodim, don't be like slaves, ha-mishamshim in esarav, ha-manasa ka'avod pras, that are serving their master because they get something out of it. Ela evu ka'avodim, be like a slave that have the opportunity to mishamish the rav, right? Shalom ha-manasa ka'avod pras, nothing to do with the pras that you're going to get. You are an evid, but you're also an evid to the master of the world. So which one are you doing? So that's the point of the Mashal. The Mashal is bringing out a point. You are an evid. But he says it's a great diuk. He also doesn't speak out this diuk explicitly, but I think the diuk is, why does it say, avodim ha-misham shemin es arav amnas l'kav pras? It should say, al tiyu kavodim ha-misham shemin es ha-adon amnas l'kav pras. The way you normally say the master of a slave is the adon, not the rav. A rav is a master, not the adon. The adon is the master over the slave. Because the adon means he's your boss. But the Zohar says that the Rav means it's the master of the whole world. So he says, your Adon is the Rav. So don't be a fool that serves the Rav just because he's his Eved. You should serve the Rav because he's the Rav of the whole world. Nothing to do with that you're his Eved. Nothing to do with that he's your boss. You should serve him because he's the Rav, not because you're the Eved.
So what is just the Eved?
Because no, as he's saying, that's the point. The point is that don't be like the foolish Eved that's only serving him because he's an Eved. Rather, serve him, even though you are an Eved, but serve him because he's the Rav, not because you're an Eved. So he says that's the answer to all these questions. That's the diuk over here. You are an Eved. Now, which one are you going to do? You're an Eved, but you have a Rav. You don't have an Adon. And the Adon just be a regular guy, happens to be your boss. But your Adon is the Rav of the world. So which one are you going to do? Okay, look, I'm going to serve him because, you know, he's my boss. I got to get my paycheck. And, you know, well, I just want to make him happy. No, he's the king. He's the Rav. He's not just your other. So that's what Chaim V'Lajner says. So it's a nuance. I don't think I would have understood it, but it happened to me this Shabbos. I was reading a sefer called the Beis David, which is from the Nachlas David. Nachlas David was a Talmud of Chaim V'Lajner. And in his sefer there, he has this diuk. Of why does it switch from Adon to Rav? So I understood that that's Rabbi Lajner's question here also. That's his issue. So it's very geschmack, the Mishnah. Okay, so that's the first interpretation of Rabbi Lajner. Beautiful pshat. Al tiyu kavodim, don't be like an Eved, who mishamishim in es a Rav, that are mishamish, even though they have a Rav, but they're just being mishamishim, amanasa kava pras. Tiyu kavodim, mishamishim es a Rav, he's the Rav, shaloi amanasa kava pras, nothing to do with our war. That's the first interpretation. Okay, now good. Next pshat. Awesome pshat also. Says like this. He says there's two types of people. He says sometimes there could be a rav, there could be a master. There could be two types of people that you work for. One is he needs your help and he's hiring you to work for you, right? But there's another type that it's the opposite, that the worker is an apprentice and he's studying under the master. So what does the master do? He gives him random jobs to do so that he learns the trade. So now, in that case, who pays whom? The master is not going to pay the guy for his apprenticeship. Because he doesn't need him really, right? I'm a doctor, you're a resident. You want to learn some stuff on the job. Okay, so come along, tag along, watch me do what I got to do. I'll give you some jobs so you practice. But really the point of this is not for you to help me. I don't need you really, but I'm helping you along, right? So he says in the first case, of course, if the master needs his help, So the master will pay the slave or pay the worker for his work. But in the case where the master, where the apprentice needs the master, so the apprentice, if anything, should pay the master, or at least he's not going to ask him to pay him. So he says that's what it means here. He says, Lamaisa, he says, we are imperfect beings. We can never really conquer the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, you cannot conquer the Yetzer Hara no matter how hard we try. We will never conquer the Yetzer Hara. He even has a great diuk here. He says there's two Gemaras. One Gemara says in Sukkah, Yitzer shel Adam misgaber alav b'chol yoyim. Your Yetzer Hara gets stronger than you every day. Misgaber alav. It gets stronger than you every day. There's another Gemara that says, Yitzer shel Adam mischadesh alav b'chol yoyim. It becomes new every day. So he says, if you never beat the Yetzer Hara, it just gets stronger and stronger. But even if you did beat the Yetzer Hara, it's mitchadesh b'chol yoyim. It will come a new Yetzer Hara every day. So the Yetzer Hara is always there. Okay? Not only that, Rav Shach says, Rav Shach writes in Avi Ezri, an amazing thing. He says, why did Hashem make the world that way? The point of the world is for us to beat the Yetzer Hara, but you can never do it. Only if I help you. So, and the point of the world is for us to beat the Yetzer Hara, but really it's impossible to beat the Yetzer Hara without Hashem's help. So why did Hashem make the world that way? So he says, very simple. He says, the way it works is that you try your hardest, and then Hashem gives you Siyata Dishmaya. Hashem helps you out with Siyata Dishmaya. He helps you win the Yetzer Hara. Then, if you win, Hashem takes away a little Siyata Dishmaya to create the challenge even more. If there was a point that you could take a win, then there's no more challenge in the world. So what are you alive for? You're not here to just bask in Olam Hazeh. If we're basking, you bask in Olam Haba. We're not here for that. We're here to be challenged. So Hashem never made a point that a human being could stop being challenged. There is no end to the challenge. So the only thing is that Kadosh Baruch can make it that now your challenge is a little harder. Okay, so I'm gonna take away a little bit the Siyata Dishmaya. Let's see if you can continue it. It's like you're teaching a child how to walk. So first you hold their hand the whole time. Once they know how to walk, you take away your hand and let them walk a little bit, a few steps. Hashem will never let go. There's never a point that you can do it completely on your own. But he's always letting go a little more and letting you do more. But there's never a point that he lets go completely, because then you've won completely. Okay?
So it's a big rabbi. We can't win.
You can win, but you can't stop fighting. That's the point. He says, that's what the Gemara, Rav Shach writes, that's Pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that La'asid Lavo, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring out the Yetzer Hara. And for Tzadikim, it's going to be a huge mountain. And they're going to, the Tzadikim and the Rishonim, Eilu va'eilu boichim. Tzadikim and Rishonim will both cry. Tzadikim will cry because they're going to say, Har zen natzachti, I didn't realize the Yetzer Hara was so big and I beat it. And then Rishonim will say that the Yetzer Hara was this small and I couldn't win. So he says, what does that mean? A Russia has a bigger Yetzer than a Tzaddik. What's a Tzaddik want? And all, he's not. So he says, no, because the Tzaddik won so many battles that his Yetzer is really huge. Right? The Russia never won. So he's still at step one. He's taking baby steps and Hashem never let go. He never really won. He never tried, never fought. So his Yetzer is still what it was in the beginning. He never let it expand to cover new areas. The Tzaddik, once he beats one area, now new things in the Tzaddik. So anyway, so Rabbi Lashner says, we can never win. So we're doing our avodas Hashem so that Hashem can help us continue in the fight, in the battle, right? So we need the avodas Hashem for ourselves. Hashem doesn't need it for him. So he says, that's what it means. Alti, don't be the type of slave that's serving his master in order to get paid. In other words, that you think you're doing Hashem a favor. You think you're doing Hashem a favor, like the slave that's like the worker that's working for the boss, assuming he's going to get paid. No, it's the opposite. Be like a worker that works for his master, assuming he won't get paid, because it's really for his own benefit. Really, every time we do avodas Hashem, we're benefiting, not Hashem. So why should Hashem give us anything? It's the opposite. We're perfecting ourselves. We're perfecting our character. We're becoming better people with this. Hashem gave us the opportunity to say, look, come in, do the avodas Hashem, and you'll get better. So now you expect reward for that. You're the apprentice over here. Hashem's teaching you how to connect to your neshama. Hashem's teaching you, these are the mitzvahs, all you have to do is follow this, come with me. Okay, so that should be enough. It should be enough that we've gotten the tools to perfect our neshama, to become better people, to get closer to Hashem. Now, besides that, you want reward too. So that's what it means. You know, the point is not just your attitude. You know, do it lishma. No, it's much deeper than that. That's what he's saying. It's describing two different two different relationships with Hashem. One is the type of an Eved who gets reward, and there's another type of an Eved who doesn't get reward. Which one are you? Are you your type of person that, oh, I'm doing Hashem a favor? Or are you the type of that, no, Hashem's doing me a favor? That's the point.
But Tachlis Rabbi, we do get reward, right?
Of course you get reward. This Mishnah was the Mishnah that Baisus, Tziduk, you ever heard of Tzidukim and Baisusim? So Tzaduk and Baisus were Talmidim of Antignus Ish Zoichai. And when he said this Mishnah, they went off the Derech. They said, well, we're not going to get reward? So Tzaduk and Baisus, this Mishnah threw them off because of your question. What, we're not getting? No, that's not the point. The point is that we're not. The point is we are. That, of course you are, but that's not what you're. That's not the what should be in
the focus. It's not the focus.
Right.
It's
not just, you know, the Mishnah is not just saying don't get reward. According to Abraham Elazar, the Mishnah is like a much deeper level of that. It's not just don't get reward. Don't do it for reward. You know, do it. Without reward. No, it's a whole different attitude. Why am I not getting reward? Because this is about me, not about Hashem. It's not just don't do it for reward because, you know, be willing to move out on your reward. No, it's not the point. The point is the whole attitude is that reward. You don't get reward as an apprentice. Hashem is benefiting you. Where does reward come? Okay, these are the first two pshatim that he says. We're going to talk about the next one or two pshatim tomorrow. But he continues on this Mishnah for a while, explaining exactly, you know, these different philosophies of what Avodas Hashem is all about. Okay, so.
Beautiful. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Bye.